2026 first half hike, apply by September 15. Households with only employment income can apply for the first half 2026 earned income tax credit by September 15. This guide covers the 2025 income and asset requirements, home tax, SON tax, and ARS procedures, and how the December payment is calculated. Check whether you and your spouse have only employment income in 2026. Check your combined income as a couple for 2025 and your assets as of June 1, 2025. Prepare the individual authentication number from your application notice and a bank account in your name. Apply through home tax, SON tax, or ARS by September 15. Check the application result and bank account and prepare for the June 2027 settlement. If you and your spouse have only employment income in 2026 and meet the 2025 income and property requirements, you can apply for the first half earned income tax credit through home tax, SON tax, or ARS by September 15. In December, 35% of the annual calculated amount will be paid, followed by a final reconciliation in June 2027. As of September 10, 2026, three eligibility requirements to check before applying semi-annual applications are available to households with only employment income in 2026. You must check not only your own type of income, but also your spouse's. If either of you has business income or religious worker income, you may be eligible for the regular application instead. Item to check requirements for the first half of 2026 type of income households that earned only employment income in 2026 income assessment, combined 2025 gross income of the couple property assessment, date June 1, 2025 property threshold total household property of less than KRW 240 million. Application period September 1, 2026. The couple's combined gross income for 2025 must be below the threshold for their household type. The threshold is less than KRW 22 million for single-person households. It is less than KRW 32 million for single-income households and less than KRW 44 million for dual-income households. Household type combined 2025 gross income threshold. For the couple maximum annual payment single person, household less than KRW 22 million, KRW 1.65 million single income, household less than KRW 32 million, KRW 2.85 million dual income household, less than KRW 44 million, KRW 3.3 million, the maximum. Amount is not paid to every applicant. The actual calculated amount varies depending on household type, total salary, and other factors. The income and property verified during the National Tax Service's review will apply. Limited to employees whose income can be determined on a semi-annual basis. National Tax Service Guide to Semi-Annual Earned Income Tax Credit Applications. Property requirements and reduction criteria. You cannot apply if the household member's total property is at least KRW 240 million. If the property is at least KRW 170 million, the calculated amount is reduced by 50%. Liabilities are not deducted from the property value. Property includes homes, land, and buildings. Giance deposits, financial assets, and passenger vehicles may also be included. Membership rights and rights to acquire real estate are also subject to review. Total property as of June 1, 2025 treatment less than KRW 170 million, no reduction based on property at least KRW 170 million, but less than KRW 240 million 50% of the calculated amount, paid at least KRW 240 million, excluded from eligibility how to apply by September 15 if you received an application notice. First, check your individual authentication number. You should also prepare a payment account in your name and your contact information. You can apply through home tax, SON tax, or ARS. Check the individual authentication number on the application notice. Access home tax or SON tax, the home tax mobile app. Select the semi-annual earned income tax credit application menu. Enter the applicant's information and payment account. Review the application details and submit them. Confirm that the application was received and check the review status. To use ARS, call 1544-9944, the National Tax Service's Tax Credit Hotline. Follow the voice prompts and enter your resident registration number and individual authentication number. At the final step, confirm that the application has been completed. If you did not receive an application notice, even without a notice, you can apply directly if you meet the eligibility requirements. After logging into Home Tax, select the General Application option from the Semi-Annual Application menu. Enter your income and property information directly to determine whether you can apply. Log into Home Tax using a joint or financial certificate or another supported method. Select the Semi-Annual Earned Income Tax Credit application from the Tax Credit menu. If you are not a recipient of the notice, go to the General Application screen. Enter information about household members, income, and property. Register an account in your name and submit the application. If the National Tax Service's records differ from your actual income, you may be asked to submit supporting documents. Whether you received a notice does not determine your eligibility for payment. Final eligibility is determined through a review by the National Tax Service. How the payment is calculated: the payment made in December 2026 is 35% of the annual calculated amount. The annual amount is calculated based on household type and 2026 employment income. Property-based reductions and offsets for tax arrears are applied separately. The basic calculation is as follows. Estimated December payment equals annual calculated amount times 35% times property adjustment rate, applicable condition, effect on calculation property of less than KRW 170 million full calculated amount. Applies property of at least KRW 170 million only 50% of the calculated amount. Applies national tax arrears. Up to 30% of the payment may be offset against arrears semi-annual payment of less than KRW 150,000 December payment may be deferred. Until reconciliation, the actual calculation uses formulas based on total salary brackets. Simply multiplying the maximum payment by 35% may produce a different amount from your individual payment. Enter your household type and income in the Home Tax calculator to check. Calculation example: assume that the annual calculated amount for a dual income household is the maximum of KRW 3 million. If the household's property is less than KRW 170 million, 35% is KRW 1. 155 million. This is the estimated December payment before any reduction. If the property is at least KRW 170 million, the 50% rate applies. The simple calculation gives KRW 577,500. The actual payment may vary depending on the National Tax Service's review and one unit processing. Before reduction, KRW 3.3 million times 35% equals KRW 1.155 million after property reduction. KRW 1.155 million times 50% equals KRW 577,500. If there are tax arrears, an additional offset may be made at the payment stage summary. By circumstance, you may consider a semi-annual application if you and your spouse have. Only employment income. If business income or religious worker income is included, you should check whether you qualify for the regular application instead. Even if you meet the income threshold, you will be excluded if your property is at least the applicable threshold. Current circumstances: what to check. You received a notice, use the individual authentication number for a simplified application. You did not receive a notice, log into Home Tax and submit a general application. Your spouse has business income, check eligibility for the regular application rather than. The semi-annual application property is at least KRW 170 million calculated amount may be reduced by 50%. You have national tax arrears. Part of the payment may be offset against the arrears you missed September 15. Check the regular application schedule. As late semi-annual applications are unavailable. December payment and June 2027, reconciliation, the full amount applied for is not finalized and paid in December. The National Tax Service estimates the annual amount using income from the first half of 2026. It pays 35% of that calculated amount in December 2026. Date process September 1, 2026 application for the first half December 2026. Payment of 35% of the annual calculated amount June 2027. Reconciliation based on annual income for 2026 in June 2027. The payment will be recalculated using actual annual income. If you received less than the amount due, an additional payment may be made. If you received more than the amount due, the excess may be deducted from future tax credits or recovered. Applying for the first half is also treated as an application for the second half. Therefore, you do not need to apply again for the second half. However, changes in household composition and income will be reflected in the reconciliation. Common mistakes: do not assume that you are ineligible simply because you did not receive a notice. The notice is provided for application convenience. Actual eligibility is determined through a review of income and property. Checking only your own income without verifying your spouse's type of income, deducting liabilities from property, when determining whether the KRW 240 million threshold is met, treating 35% of the maximum payment as the finalized payment, mistaking the December payment for the final reconciliation. Assuming that a semi-annual application can still be submitted after September 15, failing to account for offsets for tax arrears or property-based reductions, steps to reduce errors after applying before closing the submission screen. Confirm that the application was received. Check again that the account entered is in your name. On home tax, you can view the review status and payment result. Check the application history to confirm receipt. Check the account number and contact information for input errors. Check whether the National Tax Service has requested additional documents. Review the December payment result and reasons for any reduction. Check the reconciliation result in June 2027.